With Elizabeth Warren's decisive victory, supporters are hoping the campaign can regain some steady footing. The campaign had spent weeks mired in controversy over whether Warren improperly identified as Native American to boost her academic career. At the convention, Warren used her speech to go after Scott Brown and to signal the Native American flap is behind her.
I am not backing down. I didn't get in this race to fold up the first time I got punched. I got in this race because people are getting hammered and they are counting on me to stand up for them. I'm ready.
Warren's Democratic opponent, immigration attorney Marisa DeFranco, failed to get the 15% of delegates to land a spot on September's primary ballot. As late as Saturday morning, Democratic State Party Chairman John Walsh had been predicting that DeFranco would meet the 15% threshold, but at the convention, there were practically no DeFranco supporters. Everyone was wearing Elizabeth Warren t-shirts and waving Elizabeth Warren signs. Party leaders were saying a primary would hurt Democrats in their bid to unseat Republican Senator Scott Brown and retain control of the U.S. Senate. That was convincing to delegates like Carol Thompson from Worcester.
Well, I would really like to have us avoid a primary fight, so it seems to me that we have enough on our hands trying to defeat the incumbent senator.
Marisa DeFranco, for her part, blames the party establishment.
Well, it's Massachusetts politics. Of course it's a machine. We're supposed to be a government of the people. That means everybody, not just of the ones who are handpicked or in the certain cliques.
Just 3 days before the convention, as it looked like DeFranco was gaining some last-minute momentum, Governor Deval Patrick, who earlier said he would stay neutral, pulled the rug from under DeFranco by endorsing Elizabeth Warren. Also, party bigwig former Governor Michael Dukakis, who tends to stay out of intra-party politics, was working the floor on Saturday, persuading delegates to back Warren. In Warren's victory speech, she thanked Marisa DeFranco from the podium and said now she's ready to take on Scott Brown.
Today, the Democrats have decided we're ready to go. We're ready to go. We're ready.
Both Brown and Warren have agreed to a debate, but it has yet to be scheduled. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.